Okay, let's start. Okay, let's start. Okay. That should work. Okay. Can you please close the door? Yep. If anybody else arrives, then they can open. Today's exercise is about using some hacking tools. Some of them you have probably met, maybe not all of them, but we want to demonstrate some attacks as well. And to this end, what everybody needs is VirtualBox, Virtual Machine Manager, and these four virtual machines created. Now, if you have read the instructions that are in Blackboard, there is a file where you can read how to make these virtual machines. So we can start with that. We have 3 hours, we can play. Now, anybody has difficulties with VirtualBox?
VMware.
I mean, if you don't have it?
VMware, not VirtualBox.
I'm not quite sure whether you can. Well, the instructions definitely do not apply. But if you can make these virtual machines and do all this on VMware, then I would like to know how you did it. So I recommend that you use VirtualBox. Now it's all free of charge, so you can download, install, and it's easier if you also install these extensions. Now, that's once you install the operating system, which means the virtual machines. So this requires some time, but you can try. VirtualBox, you have installed that or you don't? You have it?
Yes.
Oh, good. So it works on Macintosh as well. That's good. Ah, you have the virtual machines? No? Ah, okay. Then we do this. So, these exercises are designed for Kali Linux. However, you can do it on any distribution. So, it's not required that you use Kali Linux. Sometimes, if you don't use Kali Linux, you will have to install something that is already there out of the box of Kali Linux. So, it's not important which distribution. So, use your favorite. So what we need are four virtual machines. One, we are going to call it router 1. The others will be Kali 1, Kali 2, and Kali 3. All four are Kali machines. So this router will, of course, as the name says, serve as router. So there will be two networks. And each of these machines also, in addition to these two networks, has access to internet as ordinary machine, which means on router 1 you will have to have 3 network interface cards, and on Kali 1, Kali 2 and Kali 3 you will need 2 on each of them. And this is how it looks like, for example, the configuration. So first of all, the requirements. Well, I have used 8 gigabytes of RAM and 2 processors. We can probably do it with less RAM, okay, when we create these virtual machines. What you can do is create one, because they are all the same. And then VirtualBox has one very nice feature, and that is cloning. So you can clone virtual machines. They will all be the same. And then just add one additional network interface card on this router 1. So, for example, you can create Kali 1 with these properties, and then clone it three times. So we shall need 40 gigabytes of hard disk on each of these because we are going to use Snort, Suricata, and Zeek, and they don't fit on less. And I didn't choose the dynamic extension of hard disk, but the fixed size because it's faster. Then the machines run faster. So all that is contained in this instruction in Blackboard, setting up the test network needed for the exercises. And I have tried that, it all works. Yeah. I haven't tried on Mac, but if you can install VirtualBox on Mac, that should work. Yeah. So, people online do the same. So, create one of these machines according to the dimensions that we have described here. So two network interface cards. You see this with this type, Intel Pro 1000 MT server, NUT, that's adapter one, and adapter two, Intel Pro 1000 MT server internal network, that's Intnet 1 for Kali 1. And then when you clone, then you can modify these parameters. So for example, Kali 2, it belongs to Intnet 2. That's static IP address. Yeah. Kali 3 also belongs to Intnet 1. So Kali 1 and Kali 3, they are from the same network. Kali 2 is from a different network, Intnet 2. And router 1, it sees both, Intnet 1 and Intnet 2. And this additional network interface card on each of these machines, its purpose is to communicate with the internet, not with this internal network. So this Intnet, that means internal network. No? It's not connected to the internet. And it's nice to have that because sometimes you have to download something and update the system, etc., etc. Okay, so you try to create one of these machines, Kali 1, for example.
But you can download it.
Yeah,
okay. So kali.org.
So those that didn't download kali.org is the place where you can download the latest ISO file. If you want Kali Linux, you are not obliged to do that. So get Kali, and then choose this bare metal. And that's 64-bit version. And you can use installer. That's 2,9 gigabytes. So what you get here, it's already downloading, yeah. So Kali Linux 2022.3, that's the newest one, yeah. So you can download that one. Of course, I have a bit older version installed on my machine, but it's from this year anyway. It's not big difference. So download that first, and that will be an ISO file. And then, once you create your virtual machine, in VirtualBox, you have an option here, storage, you see? So in storage, you choose this CD-ROM, okay? And then you can choose which one. So choose a disk file, and you then choose this ISO file that you have downloaded. So once I download, I'll show you. So it will take some minutes. This network is pretty good. However, it's still a big file. It's 3 gigabytes. So.
Yeah, it's very, very slow.
Slow? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I only have like 300
Did you click on the... but it's downloading two things.
Stop one.
That's why it's stopped.
Well, it can be a bit faster if you cancel double download.
So, okay, while it is downloading, these are the parameters. Okay, so display, video memory, 128 megabytes, graphics controller, VMS, VGA, acceleration 3D, remote desktop disabled, recording disabled. Storage, 40 gigabytes. That's hard disk. Audio, it doesn't matter. Network, as I said. Then USB, you can choose or not. We are going to use shared folder. You see, you have this shared folder. What you have to do, and this is written in the instructions, you have to create on your host machine a folder whose name is some name. I call it share, but you can call it whatever. But the name on the virtual machine must be the same as this name once you create. So you create one, and then in this shared folder, you put where it is. So for me, it's here. And then once you install the operating system, then you have to configure, you have to issue some command and put it in the initialization script in order to always have this share folder. This will be easy to use then. Okay, 4 minutes left, so I'm half away. So I'm going to show you how to install this, so yeah. I'm going to create some...
Almost
done?
No, almost 8 minutes.
Okay, 8 minutes, it's not a big deal, we have 3 hours, so...
No problem. So this first exercise, once you do this, once you install these virtual machines, you will need them throughout the course.
Okay.
That's why it is worth spending some time and make it work, because then it will work next time when we talk about Snort and Suricata and Zeek, so we shall need to install them as well. It says 3 minutes left for me. Yeah. 1 minute for me. Okay, maybe I release some resources when this download is finished. Okay, 40 seconds. These 40 seconds are very long. Stopped at 2.8 gigabytes and waiting. Unconfirmed. Okay, we have to be patient. It will
finish sooner or later. Okay,
but then in the end, it takes some time before it
really
copies that where you want. Okay.
Oh, 3 minutes.
Almost the same. No problem. 3 long minutes.
It didn't say that it failed, so we have to wait. Strange.
It's done?
Yeah.
It's all right, because my place it finished. Finished?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. Right.
Who knows why this happens? Okay. Anyway, this ISO file will be needed a bit later. So I'll show you how to create a new machine. So you say new, okay? And give it a name. For example, we can say Kali 1. I'll call it test. Then type, it will be Linux. Now which one? Kali is a sort of Debian. So they don't have Kali in this many. So you can say either other Linux, but I think it's better to say Debian. 64 bits. Okay, then next. Now memory size, I have put 8 gigabytes. So that's 8192. Okay, so 8 giga. Then create a virtual hard disk now. Okay. Now this is VDI is their own format. So virtual disk image, so we choose that one. And then you choose fixed size. That's faster. So the machine will work faster. But it will reserve 40 gigabytes of space on your hard disk. And then you say how much. So 40 gigabytes. That's what we need. Okay. And then we say create, it will take some time because it is going to format it. So for some reason this failed. So it was created, okay? Did you manage? Either find another machine with more hard disk or to liberate some disk there. Apparently this download has failed. Failed network error. Now I can say resume. Ah. But to detect this failure it took some time. Okay, now it's fine. Now I can demonstrate everything. So those who don't have enough hard disk space, you just put what you have. Because just to install this and run these first examples, for example, today's exercise, you will not need so much hard disk space. Okay? So now we have to set these parameters. So we start with the display. Okay? Display. You put more. You put 128 megabytes. And the rest here, system, you put two processors. the rest is not changed. Then audio is by default. Now, network, you need two network interface cards. So the first one, leave it as it is. It was created by default, and then you add adapter 2. You say enable network adapter attached to internal network, you see? And we can call it Internet 1. Okay. Now it says here that the network interface card that is simulated is Intel Pro 1000MT desktop. Sometimes it may slow down your communication. So it's better to put server. And that's in advanced. So you say the same type but server. Okay, so this one, the same for the other one. So I recommend you to put this simulated card, Intel Pro 1000T server. So there were some issues where this desktop was not, maybe in the previous versions of VirtualBox, but this one works well. For example, this Kali one, that's exactly this one, Intel Pro 1000MT server. Okay. What else? What else? What we need is shared folder. Now, how do we do that? In local machine, in host, I have created a folder whose name is share. You can put it anywhere. And you can call it any name. It doesn't have to be share. So just create one, and then in VirtualBox, for shared folders, you choose that one, okay? So you add one here with plus, adds new shared folder. Can you see that? And you say folder path, other, and you choose this one. And nothing else. So it will be this one, but once we install the operating system, you will have to do something to see this share inside. And finally, in storage, you have to add the ISO file from which the operating system will be installed. So that's in, you see, that's here in storage. Storage. Now it's empty and you have to choose a disk file that you have downloaded. This ISO file. So that's this one. Kali Linux 2022.3 installer, etc., etc. Okay. Now we are ready to install Kali. Can you manage?
It's creating the hard disk.
Yeah.
Well, it will take some time.
A little bit small.
Yeah, but do you have enough disk space?
Oh, yeah.
I
like
have
it sounds
long. Then you have to wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when we start installation, So the installation program should appear. Starting virtual machine. That's the one. So you get this. Okay, so it will start graphical install. If you don't do anything, it will start by itself. This graphical installation. Okay, so you start this installation and you choose the parameters that you have in your computer. It looks like any other distribution installation. Did you manage?
Server, not desktop, but it's not so important. You can always change it.
Where?
This network interface card should be advanced. Advanced, and you choose here server, Intel Pro, and that one.
Okay.
On both. On adapter one as well. Another two, sorry. That's okay. And then shared folder. You have to create on your host a shared folder. And then you have to choose the installation file.
In
storage, click on this empty. On this one, and then here, and then you say choose this file. Where is not a problem? This one. Now you're ready. You can start. So it will appear,
yeah.
Choose this graphical install.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you get this. Well, you choose your favorite language. English for me. Then choose other for this. Select your location. Choose other. Then continue, and then where? Europe. Okay. And then where? Norway. Because then it will set the time properly. Norway, here. Okay. Then this is okay. United States, if you have chosen English, then it will be okay to choose this locale. But the keyboard on my machine is Norwegian. If you have some other keyboard, then you choose that one. Because I have bought the machine in Norway. Okay, so then your system has multiple network interfaces, so you choose, I think it should be ETH0. We shall see. The one that is not internet. Yes. So you should choose this ETH0.
This one should work. ETH0. If it will give you a message, if it will not be able to, yeah, this is good. If it can configure with ETH0, that's okay. Because the other one is internal.
Okay. Then configure the network. You just leave this host name, Kali. You call it Kali 1 if you want, but without this underscore, because it will not work. So you say Kali 1 without underscore. I'll call it test, because my... Because later we are going to configure that network interfaces, we are going to call it differently.
Okay, we should call it network test.
No, I call it test because I already have Kali 1, so this is a test machine. I'm going to erase it afterwards.
So I will call
You call it Kali 1.
Okay, Kali 1.
Kali 1. Without underscore.
Okay. My host name.
Yeah, host name. Yeah. Domain name, you ignore domain name. So you leave it blank. And then configure the network. Full name for the new user, put your name. Mm-hmm. And then username. I can call it Slobodan P. Something, you put whatever. Yeah. Username for your account. And then you set a password. You choose some password. Your username and password. But you remember what you said.
No, here is your full name.
You put your full name, but you can put whatever there. But when it asks for username, you put some username. What is it? Invalid username. So go back.
You
put just Samsung. Because of the blank, must not be there.
And now you get to this disk partitioning. So you just leave it as it is. Guided use entire disk because we have virtual disk that is empty. So that's just one of them. And then all files in one partition, which is recommended for new users, which is you. So finish partition. Just don't do anything. So just continue. And then you say write changes to disk. Yes. Okay, you continue. Now it will do something, installing the base system, etc., etc. In the meantime, we have a break.
Second one with him, but it's self-study, and it's computer security.
Okay.
or something like that?
No, I don't have. I have a security system.
So we have some shit here.
Okay, so just leave it as it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Have a job meeting, so
yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, just
the
music animations.
You guys are in
trouble. But the problem was the connection just didn't work, so there's something that didn't work for me. I wasn't able to ping them or anything. So.
Okay.
Did you try virtual machines?
Yeah, it's basically.
If you follow the instructions, after the installation, then it should work, because you have to change the this ETC network interfaces file.
Yeah. I did so, but it did not work for me. But,
why is that?
I don't know, but I can show you start all the machines, unless it becomes...
router must be up.
Yeah, I'm starting all the... It's running soon. Hopefully. How many people are in this course?
More than 20.
Okay.
There are several people online.
Okay.
But I think, especially for the exercises, it's better to be physically present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Another thing, if nobody comes to the class when I give lecture, then it's very nasty for me.
Yeah.
To talk to myself. And besides, you can ask something.
Okay, now let's go in the session.
Did you manage to?
Let them stop filling. Take some time.
What kind of machine is that?
It's pretty okay. Machine, I don't know. So you can come over now, the router is open. I'm not sure if the router is having some external work.
Give it IP.
And you can see I have all the interfaces up.
ETH0, ETH1. Which one is this? Is it
the router?
The router, So ETH.
It doesn't, it's not able to get the address from the DHCP, I guess. So
that's when you install it. Probably.
Hmm?
It happened probably when you install. Can you list this ETC network interfaces? How does it look like? But you need more.
Okay.
So if you open the instructions, you have to edit that file.
Well, I'll show you. Now, we are continuing our installation just to start recording on the blackboard. Now, we are continuing our installation of Kali Linux. So we have started installation. Now we just say continue, and that will take some time. Select install software. So default graphic interface is XFCE. You could, in theory, choose GNOME if you like, or KDE, whatever. But that's their default choice. Okay, while it is doing that, let's see. So that's the router, isn't it?
It says setup network of router 1.
That's the one. So you have three adapters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it should look like.
Yeah, I think like iPhase E2, I'm at TCP, that's the bottom.
ETH1 is also static. And ETH2, it should be that. This installation takes some time. Ah, maybe somebody is asking something. Let's see. Chat. Fixed it by switching to ETH1. But I don't know what was the question. Because I only see one chat message. And here it says four chat messages, but I don't see them. Strange.
Go back, maybe?
Maybe. Ah! Are we able to see the messages in the chat? Yes, I do. But that's what I see. So I don't know what the question was, so if you can repeat, then I can try to answer. Ah, my installation was not able to auto-configure DHCP. Ah, that's because that's what happened to you as well. So switch to ETH1 when you install, and then afterwards, yeah, yeah. That's what he said. Well, we are aware of that problem. Yeah, yeah. When you install Kali, it will ask you what network interface you want to use during the installation. So you should sometimes choose ETH1, not ETH0, but not always, not for everybody. So if it doesn't work for ETH0, choose ETH1, it will probably work. But afterwards, just forget about that. You do what it is in the instruction.
I'm not sure
what it is. Doesn't matter, you have already
installed.
Choose what is your favorite editor here?
I can use my Rotary with
sudo? You need sudo.
Oh, yeah.
And then Vim, okay. Network interfaces. Okay, so look at this, and exactly, if you can copy, that would be the best, but if not, just rewrite that. That's for the router, isn't it? So I have done it many times, it must work.
Before
And what about Kali 1 and Kali 2 and Kali 3?
They don't work either. I tried it yesterday.
And did you set this net ipv4.ip forward equal to 1 in this file?
I think I did.
It's the line 28.
Yeah, you can see it's not coming to
the end. Uh-huh. So it should be okay.
But like, what's even more annoying is the...
Did you try ping?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Like, for example, this one, the IP and this computer. You can see, for example, okay, this is not how it should. Oh yeah, I restarted this one, of course. I made this in New York because it didn't work. And let's go through this one. I wanted to just test to see why it didn't work, so I deleted it, but I did change it. But, because I have them both. I have this one, right? Settings. I have this adapter on the internal network.
That's Kali 2, huh?
Yeah. And both Kali 1 and Kali 2 were able to, not able, but they had different IP addresses in the same subdomain, and both of them had internet.
Did you clone them?
Yeah.
But then you have to choose them. We didn't get to this point. When you clone, you have to choose that it generates different MAC address.
Yeah, I also did that. No, only if I did, but I think I did so. I can
check.
See.
Yeah. Oh. What do we see here?
Install, aha! Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This one. That's the one. But you don't have any another.
Well, it takes some time to install, but be patient.
You downloaded the...
Yeah.
Do exactly what I do, then it will work. Who knows what you stop? What's the next question? To do it again.
Looks good, right? Yeah, it's up.
It's up, good. Now you need extensions. CB image.
And then you can put mount from the back. No, I mean you want that. Mount it. Mount. But you should have done Instagram. Okay, then you have to copy that, but there's a link. So you have to do it like this. CD, where is flash, it's Norwegian keyboard.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we don't. Zero, yes. Okay, that's it. So you say sudo, copy, star, where are you?
This one is this.
Ah, this one. Yeah. Is it the star?
It is.
For example, in downloads. Is it Samsung? What's your username?
Samsung.
Just put start. Downloads. Dot. Okay, we can say minus D. Let's see what we've got. What's your password?
Could you give me a common look now of the, like, the internet? Zero. It has this IP, this is the router, this IP, and you can see color 3 has this IP. So I'm telling you some request, which I think yes, it won't work. And I think I made the interfaces correct, but
it's not just
one,
this is a code.
Okay, it's probably lost at home.
It's
an official short keyboard. It's styles here. Okay, we'll do this.
Strange.
Like you can see that the ETHON interface hasn't received an IP address. It has no IP address. So
something is wrong because of your virtual machine setup. So let's see. What is this?
This is called 3D.
Okay, called 3D. And let me see network.
That's right.
Yeah. I think this is a problem. I don't know. Maybe if you try to reinstall,
you can see the Kali one now. Remember that I just copied the things over to this, and it's basically new. I basically did it all over again because I wanted to see.
The
problem is we didn't get a star. I don't know how to get star, so I wanted to use online keyboard.
No search file. That's the star.
It's the star. Yeah.
Okay, well,
but this is the
by trial and error. That's the English keyboard. So let's see. Let's see, it should be somewhere here. And that's the star.
Yeah. So that's this.
Yes, and then this one. This.
Yeah.
Oh, it is going to work. And CDR. Okay, now it should work. We are in CDR, so we CD. Because it has to be on a writable medium. Not on the CD to install. Samsung.
Is it big?
No, small.
Small. Ah, home. Home. Guest editions. How much fun? Maybe you didn't copy everything. To get everything, so it should be this course to put it without me to this class. Now they're all here. No, it has always put it has pollution in stone, not my types.
I think I saw something on Google about like you have to, there are some files missing, so we have to attach something to CD-ROM.
But it is there. 6.36, it has been mounted. It was mounted, and we see that. Script is there. It's in the case. Possibly.
Any change?
No.
This is a freshly installed one, so I just check if I'm able to ping anything at all. Mm-hmm. If there's something wrong with the image I have.
Do you have network connection on Windows?
Okay. Okay, so that works. I'm able to ping the DNS, I'm able to ping the code probably.
Ah, that's from the virtual machine.
Yeah, this is from
so
the virtual.
So it's working.
No, this is just a freshly installed one.
Uh-huh.
So now I have to configure as you said, right? So
yes.
Just
should work.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot your own password.
Okay, sorry for this, but for those online, we install group bootloader on our primary drive, yes, and then on which drive, and then continue, and it will finish the installation. Let's see, I'm going to try on this one. Let's see what it will say. Because it's very strange. It should work. It mounts the CD-ROM. So the problem was with extensions. We shall see. Installation complete, we say continue, it will reboot. So this test machine should now be operational, the one that I created. Apparently it's working. Now, what we need is guest additions. Guest additions CD image. We have to mount this volume. And then we have to copy the content media CD-ROM 0 where it was mounted. So everything is there, so we copy with root privileges, copy everything to home anywhere, but I used to copy to downloads. I forgot the dot, so I shall have to repeat dot. Okay. And the directories as well. And OS2, and then we go to this directory downloads, and everything should be there. Now this autorun.sh should work. Now let's see, there we had some problems. No, it's the same. Linux guest additions installer not found. Try to start them manually. But the extensions are here. So it is probably the version problem of this newest Kali version.
Yeah.
It's probably that. So just forget about it. We don't need these extensions. You can maximize the screen. That's the only thing why we needed that. So if you can maximize the screen, that's all right. Now, what we have to do is edit the interfaces file. So if you look at the instructions, so let's say that we want this router, okay? First of all, we have to add a network interface card to it. So we are not going to do that, but we are going to suppose that it is Kali 1, okay? So we do what is for Kali 1. Okay, adapter 1 is not, etc., etc. Now we need this ETC network interfaces on this test machine. So we go to ETC network and then sudo mousepad is the directory that is, come on, maybe they have changed all usual applications. Accessories, mousepad. Ah, E is missing. Mouse is written with E. Networks.
Interfaces.
This one. Now, we don't have anything here, so we have to do it the way that we used to do it. Like this. Okay, so now you have to, this is for Kali 1. So, source, that's okay. And then the loopback network interface, auto low interface, etc., etc. So that's all right. Now we continue. The interface to internet 1. And it's this one, auto ETH 0. Then I face ETH 0, INET static. Static, okay. ETH 0, INET static, and then address. Address is 192.168.111. That's the address of this Kali 1. Okay, I'm making a copy of Kali 1. And then netmask 255.255.255.0. That's a small network. And then we have network, which is 192.168.10. Then broadcast is 192.168.1255. And then this post up root add, etc., etc. So this is what you have to add. Did you add that?
Yeah.
You did just everything. Huh? Okay. So we say app root add minus net 192.168.0.0 net mask 255.255.0.0 gateway 192 16821 device ETH 0. Okay, and then pre-down. We can copy that. Pre-down. Root del net the same. It's probably the same. Yes, it's the same. Okay, so that's for internet 2. Aha, I'm setting up the network for Kali 2. Okay, let's make it Kali 2. But then it's, no, I'm going to do this for Kali 1. That's what we wanted. So there will be some changes. So ETH 0, static 111.255.101.255. But this post up has to be 11, of course. And here it's the same, has to be 11. So that's it. And then the primary network interface this is easy, auto ETH1 and iface ETH1 inet DHCP. So this looks like Kali 1. And then we save and we quit and we reboot. Actually, let's test. So we restart. Something is not good. We said restart and it didn't restart. It just... Aha! Start job is running for Arrays network interfaces. It says 5 minutes. Ah! Finally it did it. Okay, now let's see. Okay, we eject this one. Now, the first thing, we should now see the internet. Temporary failure in name resolution. ETH1. Mm-hmm. I remember what it happened actually. Let's see. Connection information. No. Should be ETH1. Okay, I'll try to power on this router and see what happens. Now, for example, this one was working this morning. So let's see if it will work. Yes, it's working. So ETH. So that's the connection to the internet, and ETH0 is 192.168.1.1, ETH1.2.1, okay, and then test 1.11, and now try. No, it's not working.
It's basically the same problem I have, I guess.
Destination host unreachable.
Okay.
It says unreachable. Now, if I say...
You can specify the interface through dash.
Yes, but it will not work either.
High problem.
Hmm? No. What can be the problem? Which did you install the last version of Kali? It may be that they have introduced some additional firewall or something. So it may be the case. To this end, because the versions of Kali that I'm running here are two semesters older than this one, and everything is working. I have to check what changes were done with this. In the meantime, it's 3 gigabytes. I don't know how to provide this information to this file to the students. That is working. Of course. Physically, it is possible with a USB stick, but I have many students online, so I don't think it's possible to upload 3 gigabytes on Blackboard, a 3 gigabyte file there. So I'll find.
You can probably use Google Drive, maybe.
Something like that. So this one is 2022.3. Now, do we have available other versions online? I'm sure that we have. Get Kali, and then do we have older versions? Where are you? Downloads Kali Linux. For most users, we recommend the latest point release image below, except in cases when a user requires specific bug patch, in which case the weekly build may be there. Every course that becomes efficient. Our previous Kali Linux releases. So I'm not quite sure, but I think I have this one, 2022.1. No, because I have updated afterwards. So everything and it's ready to be downloaded. No. How to download? Kali everything image. Is that the one? Complete offline standalone image. But where are you? Because if I But it will I don't want 2022.3, I want .1. So whatever you do, it will not give you that particular version. So if you click anywhere else, then you probably get the link to... No. Okay, I'll find out what it is. So for now, I'll show you the version that works. So this is surely working. So, okay, so we just forget about this test, but the procedure of downloading is the same. So shut down. We are having a break now. Minutes break. So let's see how to find this version of Kali, exactly this one. Need installer. Here, Kali images. So if you go to archive.kali.org/kali-images/kali-20221, now what we need is Kali Linux 20221 installer AMD 64. Don't mix with ARM, that's for mobile phones. So, Kali Linux 20221 installer AMD64.ISO here. That's the one that I'm running.
And which one did you try? The newest one or?
Yeah.
That may be the reason. I really don't know. I installed that same version today. It's not working.
But
and why is that? I don't know. For example, newer versions of Windows introduce firewall. It cannot do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they have now this or somebody is preventing the machine from accessing the network at all.
Probably an IPS or something.
I don't think so. It's probably a very stupid thing. So I shall need a week to find out.
Yeah.
But at the moment, because I remember even when I installed this one, there were some problems with network. But I fixed that. Once I installed the... put the network.interfaces file. So you can try to download the same version that I installed. So this, it's here. This address.
Okay, the rest of this exercise, I'll show you what we have to do, and then you try to install these things at home, because you will have more time. Okay, but we still have a couple of minutes for the break. Okay, let's see the chat messages. Everyone. This is crazy. I don't get these messages. In chat.
Yeah, I know why. I think this is because you left
I left the session, yeah.
The session, and I did the same in the previous courses, and when you leave the session, you lost the
Stupid system. I have to leave the session because I want to have each class recorded separately. How did you get the full screen for the virtual machine? Well, I maximized it, nothing else. However, to get the full screen, you should actually install these extensions. That's why. And we tried that with this newest version. Even that didn't work. So I don't know what is happening with this Kali, the newest version. I have just downloaded the version that I have used. That's from February this year. And everything works there. So I'll find out at home what happens with the newest version. And since we are not obliged to use Kali Linux, if I really don't like Kali Linux, I'm going to change it, use some other distro. Actually, what matters is to do our exercise. And since probably nobody has these things installed, I'm going to show you on the screen what you should get. So, the HTTP connection, it's just to recall things, so you know all this. So, here I have activated the router. Then we have the Kali one. This must work because I tried it 2 hours ago. So this will probably work. That was Kali 1, then we have Kali 2. And finally, Kali 3. And this test, of course, we don't need it. We tried test with the newest Kali version. It not working. It's not working. For some reason that I don't know. The IP address, is static for each of them. Okay, just to demonstrate, if I say now ping, this is from the router. And this one, 111, that's Kali 1. It's not working. Incredible. Ah, yes, it's working. So for some reason, it needs time. So it's working. Now, exercise one. This index.html. Maybe it would be better to pay attention now to this and then try installing at home. So this index.html, you can find it in Blackboard, in our Blackboard room. It's here. Topic 1, exercises. You find this file. It's very small HTML file that we are going to display on the server. And Kali 2 will serve as the server. Okay? So we activate the server on Kali 2 with this command, system control start apache2.service. So we do that, of course, with sudo start system control. Like this. System control start apache2.service. Here it is. So the server is running now on Kali 2. So this will be now our web server, and Kali 1 will be the client. Okay? So the client uses the web browser. We purge history. And in the web browser, we put HTTP These are static addresses, that's why we don't have DNS, and so we have to put the IP address. It's 221, I think so, this Kali 2. It's 221, so we should get exactly the content. This is a test page, last modified many years ago. So this is what you get. The purpose of this exercise is to see what happens exchanging messages, TCP, establishment of connection, and things like that. So we'll do it again. Clear history. But now we activate Wireshark. That's the tool to monitor what happens on the wire. Wireshark. You can do it on the client or on the server, it doesn't matter. So ETH0, that's the interface that we are monitoring, and it would be nice to filter the IP address. So the address 192.168.221. So what will or our own. We can do our own. 111. Okay? Now, we repeat the experiment. HTTP 192.168.221. Okay? This is a test page. Now, what do we get here? See? So this is the typical connection, HTTP, when the client wants something from the server. So you know that from secondary school, maybe. Just to repeat. Okay, we can stop. And now, first thing, TCP establishment. Okay, TCP connection establishment. So, first scene from the client. You see, the scene flag is set. Now, the Wireshark is nice because you can see the details of the packet, even hexadecimal, so that's very nice thing. So you see the flags, you see flags seen. Okay, and the others no. Now it is expected that the client, that the server responds with seen and acknowledging seen, which it does, which it did. See seen, acknowledge, and then the client says what after acknowledging, because every packet when it is sent, it has to be acknowledged. So it's very inefficient connection, but that's how the protocols work. So the client says acknowledge, and then he says what he wants. He says get HTTP, the version of the HTTP. So that's the HTTP request. Now all the details you get here, see, user agent, etc., etc. So you can see up to the level of a bit what is happening. That's why Wireshark is so nice. And then what does the server says? It says, acknowledge. I have received your packet. And then I like the request, so I say 200 OK. So I send the information that you want, that the client wants. That's it. Yeah? Content type, etc., etc. Data. Data. This is a test page, you see. This is some text. So you can see what was sent in this packet. Now, the client says, acknowledge, of course. And now, this is automatic. So, client wants this icon. Sometimes when you access a web page, there is a small icon to the, but this web page doesn't have it, so it will be acknowledged but not found. So this part you can just ignore. So there is no such a thing on this favorite icon. So that's, for example, if I open some web page that is normal, like enerco.no. Sometimes there is an this one. This is this favicon. So the small image for those that have forgotten. Okay. Now our web page doesn't have that, so it will the server will say not found. Okay. And then the client says acknowledge, and then the client says fine, I don't want anything else, and the server says fine, and then the client says fine, acknowledge, and then the server says acknowledge. So that's typical HTTP connection. Of course, if there is more information, then this reply will be longer than one packet. Our packet was very short. So this is something just to remind you of the TCP/IP protocol stack, so everybody knows that. Now, the second one is more interesting. How to spoof an IP address? Okay, so for this we can use many tools. One of the very often used ones is HPing 3. Okay, so we do the same. Our attacker, let's say, will spoof the address. It will be Kali 1, will be the attacker, The victim, well, we can say that the victims are both Kali 2 and Kali 3, but because they will be lured. So Kali 1 sends a request to Kali 2 with a spoofed address, as if it were Kali 3. This is the address of Kali 3. Okay? And then what Kali 2 thinks that Kali 3 sent the request. Because of that, it will respond to Kali 3. So that's the idea, instead of Kali 1. So we can demonstrate this by running Wireshark on each of these machines. So we run Wireshark on Kali 2 as well. And on each one, we put a filter to monitor its own IP address. .221, that's for Kali 2, and for Kali 3, it will be IP.address equal to 192.168.112. That's Kali 3. Now let's launch this command hping 3, exactly this one, minus ICMP, minus spoof. We spoof the address. You see, that's the address of Kali 3, 112. And then this is the device. And this one is, of course, not this one, 192.168, as this command says, 221, and then we send 10 packets. That's Kali 2. Minus C10, that's 10 packets. So it is now sending the packets, but you see it says zero packets received, of course, because Kali 1 did not receive the reply. It was Kali 3. You see, this is Kali 3, and Kali 3 receives replies, 10 replies from Kali 2. You see, so it is an attack. And of course, Kali 2 request is from 112. You see, that's the spoofed address. So that's what Kali 2 sees. So it's extremely easy to spoof an address. So that was this exercise 2. Now we have port scanning. We can do it with hping 3. So we are already running the web server on Kali 2, so we have one port open. So that's port 80. On Kali 2 it's open, and this command will actually discover that this port is open. So we launch from Kali 1. You see, we are going to restart the Wireshark. That's enough. Kali 1 is enough to monitor. So you will see requests and replies. So Kali 1 is going to hping Kali 2, trying to find out which port on Kali 2 is open. That's the idea. So we do this sudo hping 3. Now which one? I think I have all these commands. Not this one. Just to avoid to retype the command, but I have issued many commands. This is the one. That's the one. So, hping 3, the device, how many packets? from port 30,000 to port starting from 75, and that's the victim. Okay? So we do that. Now what is happening? On Kali 1, you see the green one. The green one is 80, you see? So that port is open. So this is how you can do port scanning with HPing as well. You see, when you run this, it starts scanning from 30,000 to the port 75, and then 30,001 to the port 76. So it's changing the initial point. This is to be more difficult to discover who is sending. However, if you put this parameter keep then it will do almost the same. 80 is open, you see, but it always starts sends traffic from the port 30,000, from the same port. So the sending port is always the same, but the receiving port is varying starting from 75. So that's how you can scan ports. Now, we can scan ports in a different way using this tool, nmap. You have probably heard about this tool. Now, the same. On Kali 2, we start the web server, and this will be discovered by Zenmap. Will not work by default on Kali because they just left it out. It's difficult to install. You need Python 2, etc. Some things that are not very easy to install. So we use the command line tool. So that's the easiest. So we issue this command, nmap minus T4 minus A minus V, that's the victim, and then it will discover the open port. So we do the same as before. So I have this command somewhere. That's afterwards. I first tried to install Zenmap, and then I just gave up because it consumed too much time. So on older versions, it worked until March 2020, I think. Then they left it out. That's the one. You see, so it's now scanning our ports. Discovered open port 80 TCP on 192.168.221. See? So it has more information, nmap done, etc., etc. OS details, it's Linux, and which version of the core it's from, 4.15 to 5.6, that's very strange, it's probably not, but it at least says that it is Linux. What is important is that we have an open port, 80, on the victim machine. So that's why port scan actually is used, to find out which service is running on the potential victim. And then if we discover that this particular software that processes traffic on this port 80 is faulty, then we can exploit that. Then we have the SYN flood attack. That's interesting. First of all, we are going to run this command, but without flood, just to see what is happening. Of course, we are attacking Kali 2 from Kali 1. Okay? So we issue this command on Kali 1 without this parameter, minus flood. That means as fast as possible. So as many packets as possible at a time. So without that, it will send packets with the SYN flag set, that's this parameter, to the port 80 of the victim. Okay, so we do that and see what happens. Now, to this end, we restart capturing on all the machines. Let's see on this one as well. And even on Kali 3, because on Kali 3 we are going to try to access the web server after the attack, during the attack. Okay? So let's see what happens. So we issue the command. This is with the flood and this is without flood. So we do it without flood just to see what kind of traffic is sent. So we send that and it is now sending packets that are empty, just scene flood set, scene flag set, yeah. So you see, Kali 1, you see, you have scene request, and then the victim says scene acknowledge, and then I say scene again, instead of acknowledge. So I get reset, etc., etc. So now imagine that it is very fast, okay? Now, when traffic is normal, I can access, for example, the server from this machine, Kali 3. I can say, okay, clear history, and then I say HTTP 192.168.221 and get a test page without any problem. Now, I launch the attack. Now, the strange things will happen. Recapture everything. Now, it will be so fast that even the whole machine will actually suffer from that. Okay, so we say not just the server. So we launched the same command, but with this parameter, flood. So this is now not going to show this here because it's too fast. So you see, now crazy things have started. So there is a lot of traffic. It's already strangling this very Kali 1, but you can see if you try to access clear history, just not to display the same thing from before. Now we say HTTP 192.168.221. You hear the fan? So it's starting to get crazy. You don't get the information. So it's trying to access Kali 2, but it cannot. Now, after some time, but if we wait even more, it will be even worse. So we can try again. So we should probably wait more. Maybe not immediately, but now wait. Okay. We wait until it is even worse. Well, our attacker is not very successful because, but still you can see that there is some delay. Now, if I stop this, we have to wait some time because this Wireshark is not capable of processing all this traffic. So we try to see how much resources are used. So we try to switch it off. We cannot. So we have to wait. And then, if we clear history again and try to access the server. We should get it immediately because the attack is over. So that was the Synflood attack. Now the Smurf attack is interesting because here we have broadcast traffic. Now, actually, broadcasts are ignored by default on modern operating systems. You have to enable that. So we do that on all these machines, Kali 1, Kali 3, and Router 1. So let's do that. So this is a command to do that. Syscontrol net.ipv4.icmp echo ignore broadcasts equal to zero. It should be, it's one by default, so it should be zero, not to ignore. Okay, so that's on the router. Kali 1. Kali 1. That's the one. And Kali 3. So broadcasts are enabled on all the machines. Now on Kali 1, what we do is execute this command, hping 3, ICMP protocol, flood, without flood for now, spoof headers. Which one? Kali 3, you see? So I spoof the address of Kali 3, and what traffic I send to this address, that's the broadcast address. If you remember, we set up our static addresses for the broadcast address to be this one, okay? So 192.168.1.255. Now, if you send traffic to the broadcast address, then the reply should come from all the members of the network. Okay, so you send one packet of attack, and you get, if the network is large, the victim gets thousands of packets in return. So that's the point of the Smurf attack. And then the reply doesn't go to the attacker, it goes to this one. So that's interesting. So, because everybody will think that this one, the spoofed address, sent traffic. Okay? So I issue this command and let's see what will Wireshark on Kali 3. That will be nice to see. So we say sudo Wireshark and monitor ETH0, and we say ip.address 192.168. Let's see, 112, that's Kali 3, okay? So who is the victim here? The victim is Kali 3. Okay, so I issue this command on Kali 1. This one. See? So ICMP protocol, but I'm not going to use that's good. It's not flood, because flood is too fast, we shall not be capture everything. So it will be this. Now I'm sending packets as if they were from the Kali 3 to the broadcast address. Who are the members in this network? It is the router, so it's 1-1, and it is Kali 1, which is 1-11. So let's see what is happening. If we stop, so you see this is the packet of request, yes?
What if you change the source address to the broadcast address too? Spoofed and made the broadcast address.
Well, that's another attack. It's not smurf then. Huh? Okay, so you see, that's the spoofed address. So Kali 3 actually issued the broadcast request. And then the reply arrives from 1.1, which is the router, from 1.11, which is Kali. Okay? Now, you see, it's here again, but that's because sometimes Wireshark cannot capture all the traffic. You see? So, a request from 1.12 from Kali 3, reply from 1.1 from 1.11, and then a request from Kali 3, and then a reply from 1.1, 1.11, etc., etc. Now, you can imagine that we have many machines here. There, then for one request, you get many replies. That's amplification attack. Okay, so the last one is the buffer overflow. Now, I'll leave that for the next week, because next week we are not going to have lecture. I shall be in Trondheim, but we are going to have exercise. So on this exercise we can do this, leave more time for that. It has nothing to do with Kali Linux. It's on Windows and it's buffer overflow, some programming, very, very simple, but still we shall need some time to explain that. Now, regarding the Kali Linux distribution, I'm going to see what is happening with this 2022.3 version, because 2022.1 is working, as you have seen. Why 2022.3 is not working, I don't know. If I happen to find out that it is really not working for some reason, then we can choose another distribution. I tried this on Debian, I tried this on Fedora, on many things. It has always been working. It's probably some security issue, I'm not quite sure, but if it really doesn't want to mount the extensions, which is very strange, I don't know what it could be. Yes?
Yeah, I was doing some on scanning. Mm-hmm. We are scanning too many ports, so it's obvious. Is there some way to
This will be detected,
yeah.
But you can scan ports in many different ways. If you read the manual for NMAP, for example, so there are so-called decoy port scanning, so where you hide the address of the sender. So it's also possible. So many things. And especially this slow port scanning, that's extremely difficult to detect. I scan one port today, another in 3 days, the third one in 2 days, etc., etc. So that's difficult to detect. Okay, so that will be all for today. This was not recorded, this third class. Okay, but you will have it on this. It's always something. Okay, so see you next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes. Okay. How did you get the full screen? Could you repeat the questions from the classroom? It is difficult to hear online. The question, you can repeat, but louder.
I asked about...
It was about how difficult it is to detect port scans. If you scan the ports the way we did it in the class today, that's easily discoverable, but we can do it in different ways. I said if you read the NMAP manual, then you will learn a lot about how port scans can be done without being discovered. And especially, but that's not NMAP, especially if we are talking about these slow port scans, that's difficult to. Okay, so we missed the third class, but these are the exercises, so that should be no problem. And you will get the whole recording on this, because I have fixed recording in that classroom as well, because if you have noticed that we didn't display the slides. You can see me, but you cannot see the screen. But this will work today, yeah. And from now on, it will work in that classroom as well. The trick is that I have to click on this button and open this, switch on this screen, even though I'm not using it. And it is written here, I didn't read. Okay, see you next week, next Tuesday. So Monday, there will be no class. I'll send this as a message anyway.
Go back, ETA 0192168111/24. From 2022.3. Ah, then it's nice. Nobody knows. Okay, then I'll try this particular version at home to install, and then we should see. Because it's possible that it will work. Thank you.